affiliates, other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Our goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win continues. It's 9 o'clock, so let's get you out there with the keyword of SNAP. S-N-A-P. SNAP is your keyword for this hour, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your home of the 4895 oil change. Good hometown folks there, your local dealer, Minocqua Chevrolet. Your keyword for the 9 o'clock hour is S-N-A-P. SNAP.
98Q Country.
Exactly what Brandon McManus said after the kick was blocked. Last night he's like, oh, snap. The news is next. The 98Q.
I've cursed on a Sunday. I've cheated and I've lied. I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption. When I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya. When I play the highway FM, I find my soul revival, singing every single verse.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's sitting down for a rare meeting today with congressional leaders as a government shutdown looms. ABC's Ellie Pecorins on Capitol Hill.
Government funding requires 60 votes in the Senate to pass. There's only 53 Senate Republicans. So 7 Democrats are going to have to get on board with advancing whatever solution they come up with. And Democrats, at least for the time being, are very much holding the line. They're saying that they will not support this clean solution. They need to see some healthcare wins out of this if they're going to keep the government open.
Several mass shootings over the weekend in Michigan. A man drove his pickup truck into a church just south of Flint, opened fire, set the building on fire. At least 4 people killed, 8 wounded. 3 dead, 5 wounded in eastern North Carolina when a man in a boat opened fire on people who were sitting at a restaurant on a pier. And 2 were killed at an Indian casino along the Texas-Mexico border. That suspected gunman found nearly 200 miles away. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. The Republican race for governor grew, then shrunk last week. Republican businessman Bill Berrien dropped out of the race on Friday afternoon. It came a day after he canceled his appearance at a GOP picnic in Manitowoc. That followed after he was found to have been following explicit social media accounts, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner Tom Tiffany announced his race last week Wednesday at a barn in Wausau.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values.
Tiffany is a former dam tender and state legislator. He's recently gotten the support of Congressman Tony Weed, along with the Wisconsin College Republicans and College Republicans of America. Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, September 29th, and tomorrow, September 30th, the city of Philz will be flushing hydrants. Water may appear dark and discolored during this event, so be sure to avoid drinking, cooking, and doing laundry during this time. Please run water until clear before consuming. The City of Phillips thanks you very much for your patience. Last Wednesday's Reality Radio featured Big G talking about the upcoming Lions event in Fifield.
Fifield Lions got our big October 18th is our fall festival. It takes place at the Fifield Fire Hall there. We've got a big Fifield Lions raffle going on there with prizes include a pre-owned Articat ZR500 snowmobile, and then there's 3 cash prizes. And we'll have all the homemade soups and everything again there, and there'll be crafts and booths there and all sorts of interesting things to partake of. And then all our proceeds, of course, go towards our great local causes, like the Movage Park Playground Equipment, local project here right in the Fifield Park, the Wisconsin Lions Camp down there in Rothschild, and then Catkins Animal Rescue right here, and, of course, our high school scholarships we give away every year. So, again, be sure to mark it on your calendars, October 18th, Saturday, at the Fifield Fire Hall for the Fifield Lions Fifield Fall Festival coming up.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fifield Fire Station. No Packers, no life. It's not just a sentiment shared by diehard Packer fans, but the name of a new movie coming out. Connie Feldman reports.
The documentary-style movie follows a passionate group of superfans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo, who live, breathe, and bleed green and gold. From 4 a.m. kickoff parties to Lambo pilgrimages, the movie features a group of Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads as they chase the dream across time zones and oceans. The movie trailer on YouTube describes it like this. Heartfelt, hilarious, and wildly unexpected, No Packers, No Life is a celebration of fandom, friendship, and the unshakable belief that you don't have to be born in Green Bay to call it home. Producers say the movie opens statewide in Marcus Theaters on October 17th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird. Honestly, that's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42. 98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay. She's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Show them how country girl does it one time now.
Homegrown down to the bone, she's country.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
Karnick in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again.
Then you go and tell your friends that I'm a problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, then your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
All right, Morgan Wallen there at 98Q Country. We are under a keyword alert right now. We've got a keyword going right now. It is SNAP, S-N-A-P, SNAP. That is your keyword for this hour. Text it to us right now through the free Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q, S-N-A-P, SNAP. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. It'll treat you right over there. $48.95 oil changes in your next vehicle. $49.95 oil changes. Joel, get it right. Dependable rides and hometown service. They're a lot more dependable than your morning guy, I guarantee you that. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer, brings you the text to win here on 98Q this hour. SNAP is your key word. Well, since we don't have any Brewers this week, they're off till Saturday. They'll start their playoff stuff on Saturday. We'll get you a little more sports here this morning. It's like 5 or 6 minutes long. This is Matt LaFleur and his post-game press conference after the 43-40. Well, they tied, whatever it was, after the tie last night, 40-40. So here he is, your coach, Mr. Matt LaFleur.
It's disappointing in regards to just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we're trying to be aggressive at the end of the half, and that really bit us in the butt.
What happened there at the end where you guys almost ran out of time?
Well, that just goes to the level of detail where we're not where we need to be. There's 28 seconds left. We call a play to take a shot to the end zone. They played cover two. We end up checking the ball down, so we have an on-the-ball call to send everybody to the end zone. And we knew that we used the term ozone, saying that it's got to go out of bounds or end zone, obviously with time remaining. And just the operation was just way too slow. Like, I don't know if our guys didn't know we were in 2 minute or what, but ultimately, the communication's got to get better. Myself to Jordan, Jordan to the huddle, and that's the bottom line.
You're saying it should have gone out of bounds or end zone on the check down to Wilson?
No, but the next play.
With that 1 second left, is there any thought there of taking a shot to the end zone?
No, not in that situation. We tried to on that last play.
So on the one to Golden out there, couldn't he have come up and just spiked it?
Which one?
So the 3 yard loss there, Golden, where he threw out, I think there was.
Yeah, when we popped the timeout?
Oh, you did pop, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you spike it, then don't you?
Yeah, but then you lose it down, and now you're third and long. And I mean, the closer you get, the longer the yardage situation is, the harder it is to convert. So, it's just, you know, obviously the play calls sucked. They weren't good enough.
So the throw to Wilson that lost a yard, that's the one you wanted him to take a shot to the end zone?
No, we called a shot play. They played it based on how they played the play before, where the corner came flying up. we were trying to present the same look and throw a ball by him. And they played cover two, and it was gloved. It was covered.
What do you make of your special teams right now, the past couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, there's been some critical errors that have obviously really hurt us.
How do you get those fixed?
Well, you got to go back and you got to practice and you got to do a better job. We got to do a better job in practice. That's disappointing, obviously, 2 weeks in a row where you have a kick blocked. So I thought we did a lot of good things throughout the course of the week to try to correct the problem. Obviously, it wasn't enough.
This is a different overtime format, obviously. It backfired on the Giants doing what you did today. Did you because it went, they each had two possessions and the Giants scored on the third possession. I mean, the Cowboys scored on the third possession against the Giants. Will this always be your strategy in overtime?
Well, I'm not going to get into what our strategy is going to be.
How tough is it at the end, given it's 10 minutes, you're getting the ball last two? You don't want to go too fast in case it ends a field goal and they get that last possession.
Say that again.
In terms of management, how tough is it at the end in terms of you don't want to go too fast in case it ends in a field goal and they get the final possession, but you want to go quick enough to give yourself the best?
Yeah, that's always a fine line that you're battling. Certainly if I didn't know it ended like that, it would have gone faster. So hindsight's 20/20.
Is that a Jordan? Does he have to get everybody up there?
No, it's on everybody. It's on all of us. It's not just on one individual. It's everybody. It's starting with myself. So we got to do a better job coaching what we need to get done, and then our players got to, we all collectively got to do a better job there. And it wasn't good enough.
I understand it's the NFL and you're going to make mistakes, but, you know, you guys, you and Goody have said, we're still the youngest team, but these guys are experienced, even though they're young. Is it disappointing to see, you know, some of these small mistakes that you think are avoidable still happening in year three of this team?
Yeah, I mean, every year is a different situation. You got a lot of new players out there, so it's never the same. So I think any time mistakes happen, it's disappointing, whether it's year three with your group of guys or you got a rookie in there. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day because nobody cares. Bottom line is you got to get it right.
Did you ever think of going for a two at some point to try to get back the extra point?
It was discussed. It was definitely discussed. It just, where we were, we kept the way the game was flowing. It seemed like there was a lot of times where, you know, there were a couple of situations where we had to kick the PAT to go up 4 points. So, you know, it's just like, do you go for two there and chase points? I mean, you could.
What do you think about your performance defensively? Do you credit how they played offensively?
Absolutely. You always credit your opponent. Like, I thought they did a good job. Dak has been playing at a high level. We knew this was going to be a tough place to play. It always is. You know, they got good players over there. I think Williams is a stud of a running back. They battled. You know, I got to go back and take a look at everything to give you a better assessment. But just, you know, give them a lot of credit.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, Green Bay Packers postgame press conference right there. Packers have the week off. Their next game will be hosting Cincinnati on Sunday, October 12th. That is a 3:25 kick. Your home of the Packers, your home of the Brewers, right here, of course, 98Q Country.
Burgers Bar and Grill invites you to celebrate Phillips Fall Festival all week long. Monday, enjoy a $9 basic burger with a side. Tuesday, grab $2 beef or $3 chicken tacos, hard or soft. Closed Wednesday. Thursday at 5, it's Texas Steak Night. Friday all day, Wisconsin Friday Fish Fry. Don't miss the 15th annual Charity Rib Cook-Off at 4 p.m. on Saturday the 4th, benefiting Phillips Wrestling Club and Wounded Warriors Camp Hackett. Find Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W and Phillips. Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple of weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple of weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow, with nowhere to go and no pot of gold inside. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. Not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. You touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. To think that love would never find me, and the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line. Not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. You touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. Your sweet love saved me, not a moment too soon. Oh, oh, oh. Not a moment too soon.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
It was Friday in the p.m. and just like every weekend, I was ready to throw down. Yeah, get a little tore up, so I called my bros up to meet me out on the town. Well, Wild Man Willie said I'd like to really, but Idol was on TV. And Ray had a date with his wife and Nate quit drinking, but he didn't tell me. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will be, y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
Well, I was flying solo down at Silverado's, the joint looking like a morgue, when this country cutie with a rock and roll booty came strutting in through the door. Yelled, who wants to dance, and fired up the band with a Franklin and a shot of Patron. She looked right at me, said, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna let me party alone?
Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Come on. Yeah, am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Yeah, come on, come on, get your good time on. Let's have a little fun tonight. Let's have a little. Let's have a little fun tonight.
Come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
Don't tell me I'm the only one.
Come on, come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
Let's have a little fun tonight.
Come on, come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
All right, Dirk Smedley. Am I the only one? Dirk Bentley. Well, if you haven't heard yet, we're having a lot of fun. Week two of our Text to Win, Go for the Green and Gold giveaway. So here's what we're doing. If you maybe you're new to the scene, maybe you don't know what's going on. All you have to do is just text us a keyword when you hear it. That's all you have to do. All right, that's it. Civic Media app is where you do it. That's on your Android or iPhone. Just go into your little Play Store there, search for CIVIC Media, Civic Media. Put it on there, and then you tap on 98Q text, and the word this hour is SNAP, S-N-A-P. What'll that get you? Give you a chance to win the daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and also give you a chance to win the grand prize, which is a $1,550 value, a couple of club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay, Minnesota play some football on November 23rd in Green Bay. It's as simple as that. It's all brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. Keywords on the odds at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 throughout the day. So get ready to text. Get ready to win a Civic Media multi-state contest. We got some of our Civic Media crew lingering over the border there in Minneasta territory over there. So we'll give you a chance to clean up here with our Civic Media contest with 98Q Country.
Baby, here I am again, kicking dust in the canyon wind, waiting for that sun to go down. Made it up Mulholland Drive, hell-bent on getting high above the lights of town.
You and tequila make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. One more night could kill me, baby. One is one too many. One more is never enough. Thirty days and 30 nights, been putting up a real good fight. There were times I thought you'd win. It's so easy to forget the bitter taste the morning left. Swore I wouldn't go back there again. You and tequila make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. One more night could kill me, baby. One is one too many. One more is never enough. When it comes to you, all the damage I could do. It's always your favorite sins that do you in. Make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. One more night could kill me, baby. One is one too many. One more is never enough. Never. And tequila. You and tequila
make me crazy.
Don't have to leave this town. It's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing. Yeah.
newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think,
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Jody Messina, 98Q Country, broadcasting the 98Q Morning Show from the Aspirus Health Studios at Aspirus Health. Better begins with knowing you and your health. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Snap. Oh, that was exactly what Packer fans said last night when the game was over. Did you win? Oh, snap. Snap. Snap is the key word this hour for the Go for the Green and Gold. S-N-A-P, S-N-A-P, snap is your key word for the Go for the Green and Gold. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. The emotions you feel after a tie, you're not ready for, are you? Because it doesn't happen much as a football fan. You're ready to feel the emotions of a win or the emotions of a loss. And either one, you know you're going to get eventually, and you're like, okay, I signed up for this. I knew this was going to happen. But the tie is something that comes like once every several years. So you're like, okay, what just happened? What did I? It's 11 o'clock last night. What did I just do? What did I just 3.5 hours, and that's what we got? The emotions are weird. All right. The Packers will take. You'll have a bye week to figure it out. All right. So call your. call somebody. My brother, I have one of my brothers Him and I have we call it, I think it's called purple therapy is what we have after every game. And we talk each other off the ledge, basically. So you got to have that person in your life. You got to have that person you can talk to about it, whoever that may be, on the phone or in person. Hey, the Park Falls Blue Line Club is doing a really nice fundraiser. I want to mention this because it's coming up on Wednesday. You can buy a raffle ticket, and all the money is going to go for the Park Falls Blue Line Club because the 4 club-level tickets were donated by the Prizler family, and they're really nice seats. It's a really cool experience Sunday, November 2nd for the noon game for Green Bay that day. So tickets donated again by the Prizler family. Proceeds go to the chiller fundraiser. They got to get some new chillers in there for that arena, and it's not cheap. So if you want to be a part of that, and if you know somebody who sells tickets, fine, but Wednesday night at 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Rec Arena, you can get your tickets right there. They're $20 each or 3 for 50. So Wednesday night, October 1st, 6 o'clock, Park Falls Rec Arena is when they will draw for those raffles. You can find more information on that and other events going on at 98qcountry.com/events.
Summer is winding down and the fall hunting seasons are fast approaching. Bader Sports Center is your one-stop destination for everything you need to get out in the field this fall. Whether you're after small game, waterfowl, turkey, or deer, or all of them, make sure you're ready with a stop at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. From ammunition and firearms to bows, arrows, and broadheads to clothing and boots, Bader's has it all. Bader's wishes all hunters a safe, enjoyable, and successful hunting season. Bader Sports Center, Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Quiet down. Here she comes.
Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
When Aqua Shovel League is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the green and gold text to win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. When Aqua Shovel League, your local dealer.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until the map turns blue. Daytona Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Oh, let her go, boys. Stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long. For you and her, I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades and ice cold beer. And a place to sit somewhere near water.
All right, 98 Q Country, we got McKay in the midday. Oh, he has got some more keywords for you, and we've got just a beautiful day working for us outside. Enjoy. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning here. Thanks for listening here to the 98 Q Morning Show. McKay in the midday, and then Gray, 2 o'clock today.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16. 16. Now that I can drive, finally feel alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18, yeah. 18, yeah. I'm old enough to smoke.
21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legal.